Wexford Arts Centre is 40 years old this year, and to celebrate, they've asked four of the county's best-known writers to mark the occasion by writing a short play. The result is Wex 4, and features new plays from John Banville, Owen Colfer, Colm Twobeen and Billy Roach, who joins me now from studio in neighbouring county, in fact, in Waterford. Billy, this idea of getting, I suppose, the four cornerstones, it could be said, of contemporary Wexford writing at any rate, the four of you to write a short play each. How did it come about and what was your reaction when you heard it?
Well, it came about, I think it was an idea muted by Ben Barnes originally. So it was a hard one to resist, really, with those other three names.
Is there any link between, was there any plan to have a link between the four plays, or what parameters were set down for you?
No, there was no brief, except that it would be one man or at the most two actors in each play, that it would be, you know, 20 minutes or 25 minutes long. So those were about the size of it, really. And we all just went and did what we wanted to do.
And so you didn't have to link in with the others in terms of themes or anything like that. Now, you decided, and interesting, as I was listening to Deborah Levy there, I was thinking about some of the things she said about revisiting old work. You, in fact, went back to a story called Sussex Gardens from your book Tales from Rainwater Pond. What was that story and where did it send you off for this play?
Well, Sussex Gardens is a story of a man who has, you know, his wife ran away with a guy called Ramy Savage, snooker playing wild boy, really. And he knows that they're in London somewhere. He's heard rumours that she's working in a bar called The Dog and Bone. And he goes across to try and find her in Sussex Gardens. It's a very short story, actually a couple of pages long. And in a way, he's like Orpheus descending into the underworld to try and rescue his love and his muse. And I was just wondering, you know, what life was like for her and what she might be doing as he's coming to try and find her.
And was that something that had been at the back of your mind for a while, Billy? I mean, it's quite a while now from Tales from Rainwater Pond was out, and some of those stories had been around for quite a while as well. How long had you been wondering about the other side of the Tommy story, Helen's story, his wife?
Well, I suppose, unfortunately, I didn't worry about it enough in time, or it would have been in that collection. So it's a shame that it's not in that collection. So obviously, the book was out and all the rest of it before I start thinking about, you know, what would her life be like right now. So there you go. That's the way things happen, you know. You're kind of born to write particular stories and you're haunted by them. And
did Helen surface when talk of this collection or this set of plays, these four plays came out, or had she been moving around in your mind for a while anyway?
She'd been moving around and I had kind of made a stab at it. So it was already in the drawer and I just needed to give it a good old polish up, you know.
And did you see it at that stage? Was it looking like a one-person monologue, obviously a female monologue?
It was, yes.
So even at that point, you knew it was something for the stage?
Well, even if it was going to be in short story form, it would have been told as a monologue through her voice.
Do you think there's a particular Wexford feel to your play?
Well, you know, it's the language, really, probably, that makes it Wexford, the rhythm of the accent and the language. I try to write universal plays or stories. I try to write for the world. I don't write for Wexford, but it just happened to be set in they have to be set somewhere, so, and they have to speak with their own voice, so that's the voice and the rhythm that I hear.
Yeah. The other stories, or the other plays, rather, I should say, by John Banville, Prince Charming and the Dame. Owen Colfer's play is called My Real Life and Colm Twobeen's play is called Erosion. Mm-hmm. They've all been published together in a piece, in a book called Wex 4, published by Carysfort Press. Have you read them? Have you seen anything of them in rehearsal? Or do you just want to stay clear of them at this point?
No, I have read them and they're all very different from each other. But somewhere in there, Wexford is in there in all the stories, actually. And all of us have connections to the Arts Centre going back to the, you know, it's 40 years now. Bamville has a, John Bamville has a story that he told of when he first came to the Wexford Arts Centre way, way back, probably 1975 or something like that. And nobody turned up for the reading and he actually never read and he just took the cheque and went home. He keeps telling that story.
Well, that wouldn't happen now, I don't think.
No, that wouldn't happen now. My story was of writing a stinker of a letter to the board of the Arts Centre saying when are they going to stop with flower arranging and get on with actually hiring some. I was a singer-songwriter at the time. Instead of shunning me, they invited me to high tea at White's Hotel and I was given a budget to bring down Tiernan Og to perform in a concert. So Owen Colfer is on the board of the Arts Centre. So we and
Colm Tobin.
Colm Tobin, you know, waxes about the time that certainly Wexford and the Opera Festival and the Arts Centre had a big effect on him coming from Inscarthy down to Wexford. So, it's the well that we all sprang from in some ways.
The production, all four plays are being performed in one evening, I presume, one after the other, I suppose, two, and then a break. They're published in alphabetical order. Are they being performed in the same order or has that been changed, do you know?
Well, I haven't seen the book, so you've got a jump on me there. But it's been performed, Colm's pieces first, followed by mine, then a little break, and then Owen Colfer's play, and followed by John Bamble.
I suppose, yeah, in production, it's you have to take other things into consideration.
Yes, yeah, elbow movement and...
You're normally very involved in your own plays, certainly, Billy, when they've been produced. You like to spend time in the rehearsal room. You like to be part of that whole process. How involved were you with director Ben Barnes and it's Andrea Irvine who'll be playing the part of Helen in this case?
No, I haven't seen an awful lot of it and I hope to get back to Wexford now and see a dress rehearsal tonight. I've been about my father's business, so to speak. Usually I'm up, right up to my tonsils in it and... So there's a couple of surprises ahead of me, I hope, you know.
And Eleanor McAvoy has done the music for it. Have you heard any of that or is all that still to be sampled?
All to be sampled. And Eleanor will be playing live at the side of the stage, piano and violin. So it's quite exciting. Mm. And of course we have Andrea Irvine, Don Witchley and Mark Lampard. Three wonderful actors.
Yeah, so quite a strong cast there. Finally and briefly, maybe you tell me, why are you in the neighbouring county? Are you doing some work over in that part of the world?
No, it's the nearest I could get to you.
Right, it was purely logistics.
Purely logistics, yes.
All right. Yeah. Well, that's Billy Roach talking to us about his play, which is The Dog and Bone, and it's part of the Wexford collections of plays featuring John Banville, Owen Colfer, Colm Tobin, and as I said, Billy Roach. It will run nightly with limited matinees from the 22nd through until the 27th of October. Opening night, I believe, is the 23rd. It's part of the Wexford Fringe Festival alongside the Wexford Opera Festival, and the book will be published as Wexford by Carysfort Press. WexfordArtsCentre.ie for full details.